I took a BuzzFeed quiz today that was like, this quiz will determine whether or not you could be with Tom Holland. And I got We Could Be Just Friends, and that made me a little depressed.
I mean, better than nothing.
Yeah, like, at least he's, like, not ignoring me. And to be fair, he's, like, 5 years younger than me, so that's fine. But no, I was just like, oh, I think so. I think he's, like, isn't he 23?
He's, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, like,
age is just a number.
That's true, but, you know.
Yeah.
But at least I'm friends with him. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's better. Then you can set me up with him, so it's all right.
That's true. I see you, Emily, going for those older guys. I can't blame you.
Yeah, especially him. Not ashamed to say it.
I was about to say, what if he listens to this podcast?
Oh, my God. Hi, I love you.
I'll be sure to tag him when it goes out next Monday. I'm going to tag him, like, on Twitter. Hey, Tom Holland, check out this podcast.
Listen to this. That'd be so embarrassing.
That would be kind of funny, though.
It would.
I'm going to do it.
Let's talk about films and shit.
Hey guys, welcome to Ghost Facing It, the podcast where I talk favorite films with some of my favorite people. I'm your host, Courtney Garbera, and this week I'm keeping it in the family again. I have my cousin Emily Sudermeister here. Hey, Em.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it just keeps going in and out.
That's so weird. It's been so good up until now.
It's just me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Em. Really.
Sorry.
Trying like, to get, I hear like, special it, and attention. Then it's
like, like that's what I'd be hearing, like, and I'm like,
oh no, no. All right, so we'll try this again.
Sorry, so, I tried to like, listen to see if you were done talking. You know,
no but worries. It's this stupid program. So all I did was I just said I'm keeping it in the family, and I'm here talking to you, Em.
Oh, I missed it. All I heard was Emily.
No
like,
worries
with Emily, and I was like,
I think that's me.
Like, I can't tell if she's done.
Well, okay. We'll just get right to it. What movie are we talking today, Emily?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Woo! Now, you're a huge Spider-Man fan. Now, like, when I asked you, I was like, I didn't want to assume it was going to be a Spider-Man movie, but I kind of figured it was going to be a Spider-Man movie.
For a long time, anytime anyone would ask me, I would just say The Fault in Our Stars. Like, I have no idea why. That's just my, like, always go-to. Like, it's not like it, like, it's kind of an embarrassing movie for me to say, so I don't know why I always say that, but I just do. But then, like, I recently watched Spider-Man Far From Home, and I was like, dang, this movie is pretty good. So
it is pretty good. And actually, we saw it in theaters together, so this
actually
really works out.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of works, yeah.
That was that weird night at the movies. That was a strange crowd.
What would... It's like, is this Goosebumps?
Yes, yeah, the little girl next to me when it started. And then, like, her and her dad weren't sitting next to each other.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
And then the two boys, like, that everybody had assigned
move
seats, but they kept... And then someone clapped during something that was weird. We were like, why are you clapping? Oh, I wish I could remember. The Goosebumps thing was hilarious.
That's
all,
that. The Goosebumps and the boys moving are, like, the two things I, like, really remember.
Yeah, that was a weird night.
It was
odd, but the movie was good.
Yes,
and
saw
so
it
going
in 3D.
Right in 3D, we did see it in 3D.
We
yeah,
saw
we just,
it.
Like, all
we
the
really...
stops.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Unfortunately, with this, I'm a very bad host because like it happens where like I think someone's taking a pause and I'm like, oh cool, they're done, and then no one's done, and I just like talk right over them.
Yeah. I was listening to yours and Katie's and I was like, oh my God, that's literally me. Like, you don't know if the other person, like, you go at the same time and then you stop and it's just awkward.
Yeah, like, and then you're just like, like what we just did there. Like, and then I'll be like, no, you're good, just go.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we're going to go right into it and I'm going to have you do the 30-second summary, which you are going to, in 30 seconds or less, try and sum up the whole entire plot of this film. And I should say, spoiler alert, for both this movie and Avengers Endgame, we will be talking a lot about both of those. All right. So whenever you're ready, I have my timer ready to go. So do you
I'm
just
so
want me to tell
scared.
You to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want me to, like, count you down?
Yeah.
Count okay, me down. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Spider-Man Far From Home picks up right after Avengers Endgame and, like, mainly deals with Tony Stark dying. And Peter is trying to, like, figure out, like, he just kind of wants to take a break from being Spider-Man and goes on this class trip to Europe with this girl he likes. And Tony, like, leaves him these, like, glasses that, like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad. I, like, tell him all this. And then while he's in Europe,
time.
Oh my god, that was so bad. Oh my god.
Hey, it's nerve-wracking, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my god, I had it all planned out in my head and I didn't say any of it.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? You should listen to the Raiders of the Lost Ark one because I get really flustered. I'm just like, and Nazis are bad, just randomly.
Yeah, so mood. Okay, well,
all right. Okay. But you did mention the glasses, so just for the sake of getting a full synopsis, what happens with the glasses and after that?
Okay, so then there's like a bad guy, well, a good guy, Mysterio, who you think is good, but you find out he's really bad because he's just like making all these projections of the elementals. And it's in revenge of Tony Stark, and he tries to steal the glasses. Well, he doesn't steal them, but he eventually gets them from Peter. And he's trying to, like, take over the world and become the next superhero, but really he's a bad guy. And the glasses are, like, Edith. And they, like, what do they? They, like, tell you everything. I don't really know how to explain it. It's, like, basic Tony Stark. Where it's like
tech.
Everything, yeah, like everything you need are right on your glasses. You can find out anything and all this. And then, all right, yeah,
no, keep going.
I don't know what else. And then so Peter is recruited to go fight against these people, but he really doesn't want to because he just wants to enjoy his class trip. And then he's like, everyone's gonna find out. And then they come up with this like alter ego called Night Monkey. Which creds to Ned for the name and all this. And then MJ finds out and then they fight together to save the world. I don't know. Well, technically to save London.
To save the, yes. You know, I will say for a movie that it kind of has some big stakes, but it's relatively low stakes, which I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is all in Europe and it's all that, but. But it's, like, yeah. You know, it's contained. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I love, like, when Tom Holland was promoting it, he'd be like, yeah, Spider-Man Far From Home, which, fun fact, I actually filmed these right next, like, 1,000 miles from my house. And then the one that was Homecoming, I filmed, like, however many miles away from my house. I don't know. I'm not good with that stuff. But, you know, like, I thought that was funny how every time, like, someone would say he would mention that.
Well, because I feel like it's exciting. Like, you're like, and I feel like that's, I don't know how you would be, but I feel like that's how I would be. I'd be like, yeah. I was totally like 40 miles and away from my home.
Yeah, filming. And it's kind of like ironic because it was far from home and he was close to his house. And then Homecoming, he was far away.
Right.
But
there's a lot of homes in the title. I wonder what the third one's going to be called.
I don't know. So I saw a bunch of memes and it was like homeless. It's like Spider-Man homeless.
I mean, with those two after credit scenes, yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But, Emily, I do want to say, so you did a full synopsis in 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Oh, wow. Which, to be fair, it is a pretty long movie, and it's very detailed.
It is very long. And, yes, there's a lot going on. I can't even imagine, like, could you imagine
doing
an Endgame in 30 seconds?
Oh, my gosh. That's a freaking 3-hour-long movie. Like, no. You'd have to be, the people from the auctions.
Yeah, just spouting us. Oh, and then Ant-Man this, and then Iron Man that, and you're just like, no.
And then he dies. Like,
there's a lot of death in Endgame.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, but you did a very good job, Em. I like it. Thanks. I liked your 30. I think you actually did good with 30 seconds. You almost had it.
I just couldn't, I don't know. I got, halfway through the movie.
It's a hard one. It, like you said, there's a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff placed into everything. Yeah. So I do, we'll just go ahead and dive into this movie, obviously. Actually, we'll dive a little bit into the MCU, because obviously Spider-Man was not part of the MCU for a couple weeks, and then Disney got him back, so we're getting a third one. But this one does, I know, exactly, and Tom Holland seemed very happy about it.
That was a scary moment. That was a scary moment in my life.
That was one of those moments you're like, where were you the day Disney said no more Spider-Man?
Yeah. And especially with the way they ended it, it's like you really need one at this point. Like,
right.
Like, if we wouldn't have had the cliffhanger at the end of this one, I would have been like, okay. Like, obviously, I don't want it, but it would have been okay. But right. then with the major, like, freaking cliff.
Yeah. I just remember being in the theater and going, what?
Yeah, wait, it was like,
what?
Yeah. It was and then, just, yeah, what?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because, so this film obviously closes out the Infinity Saga. So this is the last one in the Infinity Saga. And to kind of close it out like that with Spider-Man on the run almost, he's going to have to be on the run. And everybody knows his identity, which I'm pretty sure everybody knew his identity during the movie because a lot of people guessed his identity. He's not that great with his identity.
No, but I mean, he's a 16, 15-year-old kid. I mean, what can you expect, you know?
That's true. And Tom Holland actually looks 15 or 16.
That is true as well.
Unlike, no offense to Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, but both of them looked like 30-year-olds in a high school.
Yeah.
And you're just
Tobey Maguire, in my opinion.
Yeah. He always looked older. Like, especially when the older I get and I watch those, I'm like, you look really old.
Yeah. I saw, like, one of them the other day, and I was like, what the heck?
When did you get so old? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. Andrew Garfield looks old, too, but he looks younger.
Younger,
like, I think it's kind of, like, in a progression, you know? If that makes
sense.
Yeah,
it's, like, going backwards. It's, like, a Benjamin Button sort of aging backwards. Yeah,
just in Spider-Man's.
So so let's talk about the MCU a little bit. Obviously, again, this is the aftermath of Endgame, and Tony Stark has died, sacrificed himself at the end of Endgame, and we start this movie getting an explanation for what happened when the Hulk had the Infinity Gauntlet and he snapped everybody back into existence. That was called the blip, and we have a very funny opening montage.
That is true.
That starts with Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You.
Yeah. Iconic.
It is iconic. And
I love them too.
Yeah.
The people that like are doing the broadcast or whatever, they're so funny.
Yeah, it's Betty and I don't know who the other guy is, but the other guy's really funny.
Yeah.
I do like when he's like, are we just supposed to like pretend everything's normal now?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I got snapped away and my brother was like 10 and now he's my older brother. Like, no, that's not normal.
Which honestly, it is really weird. Like, just imagine.
I can't. I feel like that would be odd.
Snapped away and then I stayed, I'd be older than you.
No, because it was only five. You'd still be 5 years younger than me.
It was weird. It'd be weird though.
You'd be older than Lucas, right? Lucas and Katie?
Yeah.
Or the same age.
Yeah.
That would be so weird. It's already weird to me that you're, like, graduating high school this year. Like, that already makes me feel old. It makes me feel like I've blipped. Then, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm telling you to your face over a call.
Over a recorded call.
Exactly. But yeah, so the blip happens, so everybody's returned, everybody's kind of trying to deal with that. But obviously, Tony, like, looms large over this movie, especially because of what he meant to Peter and stuff like that. Do you feel like Tony, in a way, has kind of replaced Uncle Ben, like, the way the other movies have used Uncle Ben, kind of as that father figure?
Yeah, I definitely think so. But I also think it's kind of, like, good. They haven't ever talked about Uncle Ben in any of these?
I think he mentions Ben at one point in Homecoming, and then in Civil War, when he's talking to Tony, I think he, like, alludes to his uncle's death.
Yeah.
But, like, never outright, like, talking about
I
don't, Ben.
Yeah, I didn't remember it always, like, ever really coming up. But yeah, I definitely think I like that they do it like this, because it's different than all the rest, you know?
Yeah. I am kind of glad we didn't have to see Uncle Ben die again.
I remember whenever these ones were coming out, you saying that.
Well, okay. Well, this is not shocking you and not shocking anybody that knows me. I'm a big crier. Did not cry in this movie, though. I just want to put that out there. Did not make me cry. But every time Uncle Ben dies, I usually cry.
Yeah.
I cried in Endgame. I cried a lot in Endgame.
I bawled my eyeballs out. I cried in Infinity War, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Infinity War, actually, Tom Holland's the only part I cried at was when he was like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Oh, 10 out of
I was
10.
like,
I teared up a little bit in Far From Home whenever that one scene with Happy in the plane.
yeah, that's because Tom Holland's tearing up, and he
Yes,
kind of looks like
anytime
a
Tom
kicked.
Holland cries, it makes me want to cry.
He looks like a kicked puppy, and you're just like, why are you? Just come here. Let me give you a
Yeah,
hug.
just so cute.
Exactly. I knew this was going to turn into a Tom Holland fan
Okay,
podcast. You guys
sorry.
stay on
Favorite
track, Emily. We will get
movie,
back there.
any one of Tom Holland's.
Exactly. You could pick any of them.
Tom Holland in it, my favorite.
Exactly. Has he done a commercial? My favorite movie.
My favorite. Yes, just anything Tom Holland.
Don't worry, Emily, when he listens to this, when I tag him,
Oh.
I'm doing it. I'm going to tag him. It's happening.
Hey, boo. How hope you're having fun on Cherry in Cleveland. Or
Also,
where?
just random Tom Holland segue. I am so waiting for a trailer for Chaos Walking because that's
Oh my
coming out at
gosh.
some point, and it where the hell is that trailer? I'm just
Oh my gosh, another off-topic thing. Sorry. But how
No,
was
you're good.
you saw Current War, right?
I did.
Was it good?
It was good, and Tom Holland actually has a couple really
Oh.
good scenes in it.
What can I say? Okay,
Emily,
sorry.
you're like case closed. I've been trying to tell everybody.
Okay, sorry. I
No.
thought you had seen it, and I just was wondering.
I
Okay,
did.
we'll go
It's
back.
very Oh, well no, I'm happy to talk about it. It's a very good movie. It was very enjoyable. Everybody's really good in it. A lot of Tom Holland scenes are with Benedict Cumberbatch, who I really love. So
It has a pretty good cast, so I figured it had to be good.
they that's a weird movie because it came So Harvey Weinstein was producing it back in 2017, and then everything came out about Harvey Weinstein. So then no one wanted to produce that movie, and so it's taken 2 years, but they recut it. Apparently the original cut wasn't as good, so they recut it, and this is the director's cut. So fun little tidbit, and we got to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Boo, boo him. Boo hiss. Boo hiss. Exactly. Yeah, don't speak his name.
We don't say him. Okay.
We don't talk about him. But anyway, so yeah, Tony's dead.
Yes. R.I.P. legend.
Yes. He has a very great moment in at the end of Endgame, which if you
Yes, it's
haven't seen
very
Endgame, it's very good. He gets to say, "I am Iron Man," and snaps Thanos and all of Thanos's followers out of existence. It's very good.
Yes.
It's very sad. It's a
Watch
sad
the
moment.
movie if you have
Yes.
not. Or even if you have, go watch it again.
Tom Holland is crying over a dead Tony Stark, and that makes and he's a very good crier, so he makes you cry a little. I cried during that scene.
I think I definitely did too. Kind of disappointing. He's not in it for that long, but the parts he
No.
is in it.
He was good.
Yes.
I was about to say, and he has one of my favorite moments when he's holding onto the Infinity Gauntlet. And Captain Marvel comes over him, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Peter Parker."
He's like,
And she's like,
"Hello,
"Hey,
Peter.
Peter Parker. Hey,
Do
Peter
you have
Parker, you
some?"
got something for me?"
Yeah.
So
Iconic.
it is. He, like you said, he's not in it for very long, but he's a lot of fun when he is in it.
Yes.
But yeah, so we'll go right into we'll kind of wow, I'm again bad host. Look at me, I can't even talk.
It's all
Jesus.
right. It's all right.
But yeah, so this is ending the Infinity Saga, and actually we'll go in a little bit to those two after credit scenes we were talking a little bit about earlier that actually end up opening this new phase for Marvel a little bit more. So, Emily, what happens in the first after credit scene?
Okay, the first one. Him and MJ are just swinging along in New York. And then the news comes on, and it's an alert from the Daily Bugle saying that it's like a video that Mysterio released saying that Peter Parker is Spider-Man and that he is the reason that the whole thing happened in London.
So yes, so a lot to unpack there.
Yes.
First, we have J. Jonah Jameson from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. J.K. Simmons is back as J. Jonah Jameson, which is awesome, completely awesome.
Yes.
But so Mysterio is dead, but he somehow managed to have that kind of fail-safe in place to frame Peter. Which I know we talked about this a little bit, but I remember sitting in the theater and just going, "What?" Like,
Yeah.
Which I think they do this storyline in the comic, and I actually think Doctor Strange ends up helping Peter's like identity go back to being a secret. Yeah.
Oh,
so I think actually, I think the next time we see Spider-Man is going to be in Doctor Strange 2, which is called the Multiverse of Madness.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, I thought. No, go ahead.
Because it like in the credit scene, it kind of like cuts out whenever he's saying who it is. They're like, it's Peter, and then you know it kind of like glitches, and then it comes back and says Peter Parker. I thought it was gonna end before, like right there, and just say Peter.
Right.
And then Psychic came back and said Peter Parker, and then put his little class photo on the thing, his little whatever school picture,
his adorable class photo. I'm sure someone out there was like, "There's no way that 12-year-old is Spider-Man."
Yeah, to be honest.
But yeah, they did. I really like this after credit scene because it was unexpected. Because honestly, like the movie ended on a high note. You're like, okay, cool. Like, and I do like it because they kind of end it the same way that Homecoming ends when Peter's like, "What the?" F-? And they like cut away before he says obviously the F word. They do that with both of them, which I like. But yeah, that was not a post credit scene I was expecting, to be honest. And then so what is the second post credit scene?
Okay, the other one. I'm gonna be bad at explaining this, but the other one is for Frank, it's Agent, oh my gosh,
Nick Fury and Maria Hill.
I didn't know her name. Okay. So it's them two and they're sitting in the car and then they like slowly transform into aliens and then they like make a call or they're like, oh, they almost found out. Da, 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 da. And then they make a call to the real Nick Fury and he's like looks like he's like lying on a beach and they're saying that like what do they say, they're like, oh, they almost found out or it was like a close call or something, right?
Yeah. And then they're like I think you need to come back,
you need to come back. Yeah. And then he's like, all right, back to work. And he's like in this like is he in outer space? I think he's in outer space.
He is. So, yeah, the two aliens are the Skrulls from Captain Marvel. They're Talos and his wife. Have you seen Captain Marvel?
No.
Oh, come on, Em.
I know. That's the only one I haven't seen.
Well, to be fair, this movie actually kind of spoiled Captain Marvel for you in a way. You'll see when you start watching it because Talos, most of the time, you think he's the bad guy.
Oh,
turns
really?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, well.
But it's not a huge, huge revelation.
Yeah.
So it turns out I should have put a spoiler alert for you. Been like, oh, hey.
It's all right. Soon I'll eventually see it. And...
It's worth seeing, especially because Talos and I'm probably saying his name. It's Talos or Talos. I don't know. It's one of those. But him and Nick Fury are very friendly by the end of it. So they're good friends by the end of it. But yeah, that Nick Fury is in space.
Yeah,
that's
and then
bananas.
he's like, all right, gotta get back to work. He's like, anyone seen my shoes?
Delivers it the way like only Samuel L. Jackson can deliver it, and you're just like, yes, someone get that man his shoes.
Yes,
iconic is a good word. I like that.
Yes, iconic.
But yes, so this film just closes out this Infinity Saga, which. It feels weird that it's the movie to close it out and not Endgame because Endgame feels so final.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just, a lot happens in this movie.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is.
Like, for me, this is like the only one that's like I've really known, I guess you could say. Like I literally grew up in this little saga in this like phase, and it's just weird. But
well, yeah, because the first Iron Man came out in 2000, so you would have been 7 when Iron Man came out.
Yeah.
So literally since you were a little kid.
Yeah.
These have been
it's
your
like
heroes.
The only one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because with the way the MCU is, it'll be a long time, I think, before we get something like Endgame again. Like to have that like 11
Iconic.
Year culmination.
Yeah. Coming
just,
to
like,
an end.
Yeah, like a little bit Star Wars is doing that in December because they're wrapping up this, like the whole Skywalker story. But even then, the MCU did so much in such a small period of time.
Yeah.
Like just 10 years. That's insane.
And it's crazy how like each movie is different, but they all correspond.
Yeah. It is so funny because every movie has a different tone, especially like the two Spider-Man movies definitely feel like teenage, like John Hughes sort of
Yeah.
movies, which I really love. But then you have like Iron Man, which is this fun action movie that has like a
Yeah.
little bit of like thriller in it. And then you have something like the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is just kind of weird, but it's like a good
Yeah.
weird and it works. And yeah, just like that for them to bring all of that together is
Yeah.
just, to be fair, I don't think we'll see anything quite like that again in our lifetime.
Yeah.
To bring like that massive of an audience to it
Yeah.
as well. Because like not everybody's into comic book movies, but almost everybody saw this movie, saw
Yeah.
Endgame, and even
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
so many people saw Endgame.
Yeah. Like even people who hadn't, I know like everybody's seen most of them, but even if they've only seen one or two movies, like everybody saw Endgame.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about Mysterio in this movie. I really love Mysterio, and actually he's been a Spider-Man villain that I've wanted for a really long time in the movies. So to see him and to have Jake Gyllenhaal play him was absolutely wonderful. But
Yeah.
how does Mysterio rank for you in the Spider-Man movie villains that we've had?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we've had some good ones, and I mean the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, all of them.
I don't know.
I think he's up there.
Definitely. I think that like the Green Goblin is kind of just like iconic, so he kind of like, in my opinion, he kind of like is always like the number one, but I definitely think Mysterio's right there, like behind him.
And I like what they did with Mysterio. I did like in the trailer because I like when they were like, he's an ally. And in my head, I'm going, oh, he's not an ally.
Well, yeah, because when they, because I knew he was a villain, so when they like released it and everything, I was like, in the trailer, he seems to be good, but I know he's bad, so how are they gonna do this? Like, I was so confused.
Right. Well, that's what, and then it was so funny because like half of my timeline was like, oh, maybe he's not a bad guy in this. And the other half of the timeline was like, oh, Mysterio's behind everything and he's actually the big bad. And you're like, yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal is absolutely great, especially the scene where after Peter gives him the glasses and then he waits for Peter to leave the bar and he
He's
goes
like,
like, see?
yeah.
Like,
And he's like, get this thing off me.
yeah, I rewatched it a couple of nights ago, like to prep for this, and he's just like you could tell Jake Gyllenhaal's having a great time too,
And
like,
I love the chemistry between Tom Holland and Jake Gyllenhaal.
yes,
Like,
oh,
it's
their
so
press was
cute.
hilarious.
Oh my God, yes.
I feel like you'll appreciate this because you appreciate that part of it. I love when press comes and you have two co-stars that you could tell really like each other, and they just put them together doing press. It just makes it so much
Well,
better.
that's like with Infinity War, I think it was, when they put Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Holland together to keep Tom Holland from
Yes.
spoiling everything, but it
It
was so funny to me because they
was.
were like always.
Yeah, I think there was one where Tom Holland started saying something and it literally Benedict Cumberbatch, like without even thinking, was like, nope, can't say that.
Yeah, he
Nope,
like covered his mouth so many times. Or like
just
people
like.
ask him a question, he's like, I'll take that.
He's like, yeah, you know who's not allowed to answer it? Tom.
You,
I'll go ahead and answer that question. Yeah, they were very funny. But yeah, the same with Jake Gyllenhaal. Just like they have a good chemistry. They work really well together. And Jake Gyllenhaal's a really good actor. I mean, he's been doing it forever. But I think it says a lot to Tom Holland as well to have good chemistry like that. Also, speaking of Chaos Walking really quickly, I could tell Daisy Ridley hasn't said anything about Star Wars because Tom Holland has not spoiled it. So she did not talk about that movie with him. I was kind of hoping she would so he could accidentally spoil something so I could know. But she didn't, clearly. She kept her mouth shut because she knew
She
Tom Holland
probably knew,
couldn't.
yeah.
She was
She's
like,
like, too
I
much
can't.
is riding on this movie.
She's like, I can't say anything to you about Star Wars. He was
Just
probably
like,
like, fair. Although, Tom, if you're listening to this podcast after I've tagged you and you do know something about Star Wars, hit me up. Hit me
hit
up,
me up.
boy.
Just hit me up just in general.
Yeah, Emily just hit up in general. Courtney, I took a BuzzFeed quiz. I'm only friends with you. Just hit me up if you know Star Wars spoilers, please. I think that works for both of us, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You good with that? Okay. Just making sure. I'm not taking your man, don't worry.
No, it's all right. I mean, it's not like I don't have a billion others, you know.
I mean, I feel so, this is so off topic, but I feel like yeah. everybody has at least like three or four like celebrities they love, like as backups.
Yeah.
Well, right? You know, I have so many. Just you like do. Literally everyone is the love of my life.
So I know like Zac Efron is the OG.
Yes, he was my first.
So my see, first my love. my first was Rupert Grint. I love me some Ron that. Weasley.
I mean,
he hasn't aged badly either. I'm putting that out there. Neither has Zac really? Efron. Honestly, Zac no. Efron has aged very, very well.
Zac Efron is killing it.
He is killing it. He's gonna be Fred in the new Scooby Doo movie.
Oh my god! I know. I saw that.
I know. I'm very excited. But yeah, no, Zac Efron's killing it. Was literally killing it as Ted Bundy earlier
and
this
that
year.
That is true.
Very. And everybody very was, true. Everybody was like, "I'm attracted to Ted Bundy," and everybody was like, "No, don't be attracted to Ted yeah. Bundy." That's
like, they're like, "Why are all my childhood crushes becoming these like portraying these serial killers?" Because Ross Lynch played yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer in the Jeffrey Dahmer movie, and it was funny because everyone's like, "What?"
Yeah, everybody's like, no.
They're like, why?
You know, if these attractive actors are playing them, you should still not like them.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Okay.
I do like that we've gotten off topic, but I was going to say
we're so off topic so many times.
I did, yeah.
If you ever do one on famous people, I will definitely be here. I'm down.
I mean, there's a lot of famous people in this movie. I feel like we're justified.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, listen, to be fair, in my conversation with Katie, we ended up talking about a murder and how sad Disney movies were. So we got, like, really off topic. I mean,
it's all right. It makes it interesting, you know?
It does. It's a conversation. It's not just, like, bullet points on a page. And
exactly.
But back to the original point. Tom Holland hit up Emily. Just love hit her up.
Life. Yes.
Me, if you have spoilers for Star Wars, I mean, I'll still say hi if you hit me up. But I took a whole BuzzFeed quiz. We're not meant to be. I'm just meant to be
just
your friend.
Friends. But...
Just friends. To be fair, I took a BuzzFeed quiz and it said I'm meant to marry Adam Driver, who I love, but he's happily married. So I'm not going to break up that marriage. But I'll take it. BuzzFeed said it was so.
Maybe he gets a divorce and then you guys meet.
I really like his wife, though. I really don't want them to get divorced. Yeah. Well, I mean, shame. I could be just the happy third wheel all the time.
The thruple.
The thruple, yeah. They'll be like, these two famous actors and this weirdo. And this... So, I'm just saying, BuzzFeed quizzes, not always accurate, but I feel like with the Tom Holland one, I'm willing to take it. Take a lot of BuzzFeed quizzes.
He knows a lot of people, so
he does. I'm trying to think of who I'd hit him up for, like contact numbers for. Again, I'm getting so off topic with this. Sorry, this has gone off the rails. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was about to say you're happy to talk Tom Holland though. So.
Yes, I am down.
All right, so I'm gonna try and steer this back on topic. So I really feel what I really liked about the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies is I feel like it goes back to the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Not that the Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield ones weren't, but those always felt kind of big scale, where like, especially with Homecoming, but also with this one, it felt sort of small scale, and you see him be that like friendly neighborhood Spider-Man at the beginning a little bit, more so in Homecoming, but in this one as well. And I didn't know if maybe you felt that as well.
No, yeah, I definitely feel that. Because, like, and he brings it up a lot. He's like, I just want to be that friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And, like, he's like, you can't save the world or you can't be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man if there's no neighborhood. And, like, all the, like, he wants to be the one, but then he also, like, if he's needed, he will go out to save the whole world.
Exactly.
So I definitely agree.
I also feel like he's, like, realistic, right? Like, he's like, I'm a teenager, I'm in high school, I can probably handle, like, five blocks.
Yeah, and like he has like Ned, which I really like, who like always is there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Ned is one of my favorite things about this movie. He is him and Betty are absolutely hilarious in this movie.
Oh my god, they are. I like them a lot.
And Ned's like I like how Ned's like the ultimate wingman, even though he doesn't want to like go out and like put himself in danger, but Betty like wants to go out and he has to protect Peter, like, so he's like fine.
And then they go.
Ned's really funny in this movie. Also, the two teachers are really funny in this movie, played by Martin Starr and J.B. Smoove. They are absolutely hilarious, especially Martin Starr, who he's the one where his wife pretended to blip out of existence. That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
We had a funeral for her and everything.
And turns out, she just left.
Yeah. What was it like, the yoga instructor or something?
Yeah. Oh, that line, I forgot about it the other day, and I was going to like chew on some popcorn and I almost choked on a piece because like I like sucked back so quickly like to laugh. It was just, and then J.B. Smoove plays the other one and he's really funny because what does he say? They see like the elementals and he's like, as a man of science, I can explain that. Witches. Yeah. And he just keeps saying it the whole time.
Yeah. He's like, witches.
So I just wanted to shout out to those two because they were very funny, along with Ned and Betty. They were also very funny.
I like how this movie can be serious, but like also have so many funny parts in it.
Honestly, this movie was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. Like, but you're right. It balances it really well. But I think especially coming off of Endgame, I thought it was going to be like much more like somber and, but it was, like unexpectedly funny. Like Happy and Aunt May are really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Peter Tingle. We didn't even talk about the Peter Tingle.
Iconic.
Yes. So, obviously, the Peter Tingle is his Spidey sense, but why would we call it anything but the Peter Tingle at this point? I don't know.
Exactly. Just.
I just like the way Aunt May says it. You know, she's like, you know your thing? Your Peter Tingle?
Your Pingle Tingle. And then Happy starts to say it too. He's like, oh yeah, your Peter Tingle's messing up or something like that.
Yes. And you're just, and Peter's just like, what?
He's like, don't just call it that.
Oh, the Peter Tingle. That was another thing that just made me laugh really hard. I'm telling you, this movie's just funnier than you expect it to be.
Yeah, especially like once you've seen it.
Yeah.
And then just know.
It's a fun movie to like revisit. I think I've seen it like 3 or 4 times now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Me too. I think I've seen it like 3 times.
It's a lot of fun. And honestly, Spider-Man Homecoming is a lot of fun too. Because I want to say I saw that like 4 or 5 times in theaters, I think.
Yeah. I don't even know how many times I saw that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was your first. Well, obviously Civil War is the first one with Tom Holland. What was your first Tom Holland movie, Emily?
My first Tom Holland movie. I don't know. I want to say possibly The Impossible.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I've heard he's fantastic in it.
That's really good.
Would it make me cry? Maybe,
yes, probably.
Okay.
Fun fact, I watched it on the plane to California one time.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's the first time. Because I think it was, like, when they announced that he was going to be
Spider-Man.
So I, obviously looked and found out. So I want to say it was that.
Emily, were you like, oh, he thinks he's taking on Spider-Man. Let me go ahead and vet him first. Yeah. And then you were like, oh, you know, he's good.
Yeah. Well, okay. Because it was between, like, him and Timothée Chalamet, who I also love.
Yeah, I like Timothée Chalamet. He would have been an odd Spider-Man.
Yes. Like, it was between him and Timothée Chalamet, and I had known who Timothée was, but I didn't really know who Tom Holland was.
Right. You know? So, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I interrupted you again.
You're good. Sad I don't host. Really know. It's all right. Go for it.
So, I don't know if you know this, but Jake Gyllenhaal was originally up for Spider-Man, and then they gave it to Tobey Maguire.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Well, because him and Kirsten Dunst, Jake Gyllenhaal and Kirsten Dunst used to date, I think. And then her and Tobey Maguire had something going on, but Jake Gyllenhaal and her also kind of had something going on. There's like drama.
Interesting.
I was going to say, Kirsten Dunst was not mad about it. Can't blame
her. What was your first Tom Holland movie? Back to that, just wondering.
I think Civil War. I'll have to look up at what other movies he was in, but I can't imagine. Because I knew he was in The Impossible, because that got, like, I want to say Naomi Watts got nominated for that movie.
I think so. Because I want to say that I saw something that he went to the thing or something. I think she was.
He looks tiny in that movie as well.
He does. And, like, he's supposed to be, like, 12, and he's actually, like, 15 or 16.
He looks 12 in that movie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I think that's how old... His character is supposed to be, like, younger. But he's, like, actually, like, 16 or 15. I don't know how old.
So, but I think it's funny. Captain America Civil War. Which, I mean, in that movie, and Spider-Man and Black Panther totally, like, steal all the thunder in that movie.
Yes.
I just rewatched that one the other day, too. I watched Endgame today. on Disney Plus, shout out.
All right.
Aunt Donna, give Emily Disney Plus.
Please, Mommy.
Tom Holland, since you're listening. My aunt will not give my cousin Disney Plus. Can you fix this?
Yes. Just text her. Say, hey.
This is Tom Holland.
Give Emily Disney Plus.
That's all we need. Some sort of proof that you're Tom Holland and you give Emily Disney Plus.
A selfie. Maybe even a FaceTime. I'm not picky.
Just anything.
Yes.
A napkin in the mail.
Yes, anything. A little tweet. An Instagram post.
Just a shout out.
Something.
I'm gonna make this happen, Em. Don't worry about it.
All right.
You're like, okay, Corey.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Tom Holland.
We were talking about Tom Holland. I think we were talking about the Peter Tingle, I think in a little bit, like the comedy in this well. Yeah, just kind of, that's what I liked about this, because especially like the later Tobey Maguire ones and even the Andrew Garfield ones, they all felt not dark, but they're very like, they weren't too serious. They had some very funny moments, but they always feel really serious. Whereas these feel like, especially like the animated Spider-Man from when I was a kid, like they feel like that friendly neighborhood, just kind of, he's quippy, like he enjoys being Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like he is a teen who also is a superhero, like a real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Not just like, you know, like it's fine to be like broody and stuff like that, but there's only like, it was, it's kind of, his Spider-Man is very refreshing because you're like, he kind of enjoys it still.
Yeah.
But I also think, I like that they have the web shooters back. And I think this movie has the best web slinging action, which I feel like is like one of the nerdiest things I've ever said in my entire life. But I was watching it the other day, like the whole Venice sequence, and I was like, this is the best web slinging. Like, I think I said that out loud, and I was that's so dorky.
That iconic. True, right? Yeah, like I really like the scene. It's in Venice, but when he's like the water person or whatever, it's like going to get all the people near the canal, and he's like, no, you don't. And he like goes and jumps on all of the pylon thingies. I love that. I think it's so cool.
And when he's trying to hold the building together, and he's the way he's swinging around it, it looks cool. And it looks like, to be honest, I think this, out of all the Spider-Man movies that have happened, it's cool web slinging action. I don't know how else to put it.
And I really love like the editing in this for like when he's like the projection. So it's seeing thing that's not really there.
Yeah.
Like, I really love the editing and all of those sequences. I think they're pretty cool.
Actually, really quickly, going back to Mysterio, actually, one of my favorite sequences of this year so far is kind of his like House of Horrors, where Peter goes and Mysterio's throwing up all these illusions like right before he gets hit by the train. That's one of my favorite scenes. I absolutely love it.
I really like that one. Okay, and then my other favorite. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I really like the one like right before Mysterio like dies, when he tries to like shoot Peter, like he like puts all the thing and then he puts on the projection, but then Peter like conquers it, and then like he pretends that he's dying right there, and then he's really over here like shooting a gun at him, and he like takes it and points it away. He's like, not this time. Oh, such a good scene. I did terrible at explaining it, but it's so good.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's my other favorite scene from this movie, because Tom Holland's really great. And the way, especially, like, you hear the gunshot go off, and, you know, you just look over.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland, I mean, obviously he's an actor, but he's, like, acting the hell out of that scene. And it's just, like, the look he gives Mysterio. I mean, it's, again, that, like, exhausted, just like not defeated because he's overcome this, but like it is almost this defeated sort of like, oh, like maybe like, just relief. Almost. Like, yeah. Not defeated because that's the wrong word, but
yeah, I got what you were saying. He's like finally.
Yeah.
I really like that. It was a cool sequence.
It was a great, I mean, it was. And I do like also when Mysterio's like, you want these glasses? He's like, come and get them. Like the way he's like come trying to front a little bit. Yeah.
He's like taunting him. He's like, ha ha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I might rewatch this movie. My rental's still valid.
Yeah. Like I watched it with my friend and my mom who like, neither of them are really big, like Marvel fans, like, you know, like you said, they watch them because like they're out and stuff, but like they're not like us where they're like nerdy about it or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the whole time we were watching the movie, I would just like watch their reactions to see how they were like, you know, and like even they were like the whole time they were like, oh my gosh, like, you know, they were really like enjoying it. And I was like, that's so cool that like they're not even really Marvel fans and they freaking love this movie.
Yeah, I think these are the most accessible Marvel movies, right? Yeah. I would say Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home, because they do, like I said, they have that John Hughes 80s high school feel. And I think, like, I can't speak for your friend, but like, I think like for your mom, I think that would really like appeal to her because you know what I mean? Like that's the movies they grew up with.
Yeah.
And there's that, like, it's so funny how like the tone of those movies come back around full circle as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like watching it and like we took a break like halfway through because like I think we went to eat or we ate or something. And I was like, so do you like it? She's like, oh man, I love it. And I was like, ah, yeah, you do.
Yes, you're coming to every Spider-Man movie with me now. Because
like every time my mom and I are like going to watch a movie, I'm like, oh, let's watch. And usually say like a Marvel movie. She's like, Emily. And then I was like, mom, can we watch it? Like jokingly. She's like, I don't care. We can watch it. And I was like, yes.
You're like, score.
Yeah, and then they really liked it. I was like, ha, told you.
Because they're good movies.
They are.
I actually think your mom would probably enjoy most of the Marvel movies.
She does. Like, she's seen most of them. Like, she'll watch them, but she's not like us and, like, goes and...
Right, like, out. Watch. Do you remember... Yeah. Do you remember getting... oh, my God, I'm getting off topic again. But do you remember when we went to go see Kingsman and your mom and Scott went to go see 50 Shades of Grey? Do you remember that? And then they came out and they were like, that movie was awful. And we were like, we loved our movie.
Oh my God, I do remember that. Fun fact, I met him. Mr. Gray.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And Sebastian, jealous.
And Sebastian Stan.
Exactly. Oh, you've met some cool people.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, sorry. Just had to flex a little bit.
I was about to say, hey, you know what? Flex away. I have some interesting celebrity stories, but you actually like went to a film festival and met them and saw their movie. So
that was so cool. 10 out of 10 recommend.
I'm jealous. I'm bitter about it. You don't have to.
They
rub
literally
it in.
Sat like right in front of us during the whole movie.
All right, Emily. We okay, get it. We
back
get
to
it.
Spider-Man. You okay, went but to a Tom film Holland. Festival. Tom Holland, I know you're jelly that I met Sebastian Stan. So
exactly. So Tom Holland, sorry. to prove you're not jealous, go ahead and hit us both up.
Yes, we will fly out to Cleveland with you and
is he in Cleveland
you on
right
the
now?
Yeah, he's filming Cherry.
Oh, that's not that far.
I think it's Cleveland.
Oh,
I don't know. It's snowing there, so probably.
Today the temperature was 9 degrees this morning, but it felt like -7 where I am.
Oh my God. It's like 80.
I don't want to hear it. All right, Emily, we get it. You go to film festivals and it's 80 degrees for you. We get it.
Okay, if it makes you feel better, I would have rather be in your weather.
It's really cold. You say that now. I'm trying to say, I'm only a 6-hour drive away from Tom Holland currently.
Okay. Okay, can we just talk about... Okay, this is on topic. When we were in freaking England for Lucas's graduation, we were literally an hour away from where they were filming this movie, and no one would take me to go see this movie.
I offered to go with you if we could find a ride, but I can't drive over there.
Yeah, I know. No one would take us.
That's on my mom. So, mom, what the hell?
Yeah, come on. We could have been in it. We could have been featured.
We could have been like running from the elementals.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool.
Oh well, oh well. Every time I watch the movie, I just think about that.
I just remember that time I was at the UK and like an hour away.
Yeah, I'm like, I was right there.
I could have been there. Do you remember when we went to New York in 2006? That was when they were promoting Spider-Man 3 and all that Spider-Man stuff was out there.
Yes, I do. I vaguely remember it. But
I had we went by Sony had its own building and they had a huge Spider-Man that was half black and half red, and it was huge for Venom.
Yes.
Man, you know what? A lot of your life kind of like does really revolve, like your trips revolve around Spider-Man. That's pretty funny.
It is true. But okay, like Spider-Man has always been my favorite superhero. Like,
yes.
He's always been my favorite, and then whenever Tom Holland got casted as Spider-Man, it just kind of, like,
exceeded. Brought it all together.
Yeah. So.
It is one of those things, like, when you have the right actor that becomes a part of a thing you love, and they just kind of elevate it to something else, it does. It makes it better. It just makes it, like, it takes it to that next level.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. I didn't realize how many Spider-Man-related things were... Emily, do you want to tell the people what you wanted to be when you were little?
I wanted to be a superhero.
She did.
It's true. It's true.
I can't blame you, though. That's a cool profession to, you know, have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unrealistic, but...
It is true. But see, if I was an actor or actress, if you want to be, then I could have been... What? I could have been a superhero.
You could have been...
I could have been a superhero. I was going to say I could have been, and then I said could have been.
Could have been.
So then it just got weird. All right, next topic.
So actually, since we're on just the topic of Spider-Man kind of spanning your whole life, really, out of all the people who've played Peter Parker, so you have Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland, but I'm going to include Chris Pine and Jake Johnson, who were Peter Parker in the absolutely wonderful Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. How do you rank the Peter Parkers?
Oh my gosh, all of them?
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and rank them right now.
Okay. Well, definitely...
I'll let you rank yours, and then I'll rank mine.
Oh gosh. I don't even know.
So yeah, so you have Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, Chris Pine, and Jake Johnson. I assume Tom Holland is number one.
Yes, definitely Tom Holland's number one.
So who's number two?
I know most people don't like it, but I gotta say Andrew Garfield.
I like Andrew Garfield.
But I want to say most people didn't like him as Spider-Man.
Yeah, his Spider-Mans always kind of get a bad rap.
Yeah, but I thought it was good.
I really liked him. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I fell a little bit in love with Andrew Garfield when he was Peter Parker.
Oh, trust me. I did too.
Yeah.
I was right there with you. Who's next? And honestly, I know I'm going to get so much hate for this, but I honestly did not love Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse as much as everyone else did.
What?
I know. I just, like, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I just didn't get the hype about it as everyone else did.
That's fair.
Like, I don't know why. Like, and like I said, I'm such a huge Spider-Man. I just didn't... I don't know.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, to be fair, everything's not for everybody.
Yeah. I know. It's just like...
Do you think it's the animation that threw you off?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like, I liked the movie and it was good. And, like, I liked all the people that were in it.
Yeah.
It just... I couldn't dig it.
So I'm assuming Chris Pine and Jake... So then Tobey Maguire 3.
Yeah, and then Chris Pine and then...
Jake Johnson.
Yeah.
That's not a bad ranking.
Yeah.
And okay, what's yours? I mean, that's fair, to be fair about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just, like I said, I liked it. I just couldn't really dig it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one of those things. There's a lot of movies... like that a lot of people really love, and then I go see it and I'm like, oh, it was all right. I just, cool. It's like a lot of people really love the new Terminator. I didn't think it was very good personally.
Oh really?
But everybody really loves it. You're good. You don't need to see it. A lot of people will tell you you need to see it, but I'm saying you're good. You don't need to see
it. I don't think I've ever even seen the other ones.
The only two worth watching are the first one and the second one.
How many are there?
Oh, my God. So there's Terminator 2. Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, Terminator Genesis, and then Terminator Dark Fate just came out.
Oh, wow.
So the first two, after that, you don't need to watch any more of them.
All right.
People will tell you this new one's really good. I disagree.
The trailer didn't look anything spectacular.
No, the trailer really wasn't that great. It didn't, like, get me, like, excited.
Yeah.
There haven't, to be fair, there hasn't been a lot of trailers this year that's got me very excited. Like, the new Charlie's Angels, like, that trailer wasn't really that great, so I'm a little worried about Charlie's Angels, if I'm being honest.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
There is. I'm still going to go see it. I'm going Friday night to go see it. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those, like, the trail, like, I'm more going
Because you're, you have to see it, kind of. Well, you don't have to, but...
Yeah, but I like to be involved with the movie, so I like to go and see it. And I do like the Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz, Charlie's Angels. So. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a trailer that's been really good this year.
I don't even know.
See? Hasn't been a great year for trailers.
I feel like, no, a lot of movies have came out this year, but I don't feel like a lot of movies coming out next year?
Yeah, but we haven't had any big trailers, though.
Yeah, that's what, like, nothing's really...
No. I loved all the Star Wars trailers, but everybody knows that. That's not a shock to anybody. So that's, not a revelation. Actually, Far From Home trailer was funny, because they had one trailer before Endgame, and then Endgame came out, and they were like, hey, spoiler alert, here's another trailer.
Spoiler alert, yeah. And I love that Tom Holland was the one that said, if you have not seen... Funny.
I'm surprised he didn't spoil Endgame, if I'm being very honest.
Honestly.
Although I think he wasn't kept in the loop on a lot of things on purpose.
Yeah, I definitely don't think so. Which I feel like they did that with a lot of people on this movie.
Yeah.
From what I've heard or whatever.
I guess I saw Chris Evans was doing an interview the other day, and I guess he accidentally spoiled the ending for Anthony Mackie.
For Anthony Mackie?
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't mean to, and he just said it, and Anthony Mackie was like, oh.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead. No. Oh, my God. Okay, I saw something about it, a while ago. I think, where did I see it? I think it was an interview with Anthony Mackie, and he was saying that, Chris Evans spoiled it for him.
Yeah.
It was still pretty funny.
I mean, I feel like that's a hard thing not to spoil, because especially if you think you know something, you're probably like, oh, well, someone else knows this.
Yeah.
That's insane. I can't imagine keeping a big secret like that.
Yeah. Yeah, knowing that so many people are, waiting, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy. And then Gwyneth Paltrow, who doesn't even know what movie she's in.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
That was really funny. That was funny when they were on Graham Norton, because I think she was on with Tom Holland, and he was he was like we were in that movie together.
He's
which is pretty funny.
It is.
So all right, so you ranked Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Chris Pine, Jake Johnson.
I think so, yes.
That's a good. That's a solid list. I feel like that's pretty close to mine.
Yeah, I might have to switch. I think Jake Johnson and Chris Pine are kind of even.
They're even. There's not five spots. There's just four. Like Chris Pine and Jake Johnson are the same.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Do yours.
I think I'd put Andrew Garfield at the. Tom Holland at the top. Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland are really close for me.
Yeah.
And then I did really enjoy Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, so I'm going to put Jake Johnson above Tobey Maguire, which I feel is not a popular opinion.
I do got to say, his was pretty good.
Yes, it was fun to see an older, slightly depressed Peter Parker. It's not funny, but it was fun to see.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Jake Johnson, Tobey Maguire, and Chris Pine. Chris Pine, I do love you, though. You're one of my five. I love you. You have such blue eyes. I'm sorry, but you're last. You're in the top five. He's still in the top five. But yeah, he does have all those fun, like, Spider-Man Christmas jingles, though, which none of the others have. That is
true.
Which I need to get before Christmas so I can play them.
Download them. Set them as your ringtone.
Yeah, exactly. They're so catchy.
They are.
I might just do that. So I didn't ask you at the top of the, again, I've been all at, I blame me being sick. Like, that's why. But what about just the Spider-Man films in general, what make them, and this one as well, what makes them like something that no matter what, like, it's like comforting, right? Like, that's what I always think of, like, when I think of my favorite movie, it's just comforting to come and watch it. What about these movies make them your favorite?
I don't even know. Like, I did. Oh my gosh, this is so. I don't know. I guess I kind of just like grew up with them. So like, it's kind of like, I don't know, you could say like reminds me of my youth, if that makes sense.
Like, of your youth. Eight. You're still 18.
But you know what I mean? Like, as a,
no, I
as
do.
A simpler time, you know, like, I don't know.
No, it was. And it's so funny because you were born after 2000. So you've always had these movies.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I've never really thought about it, but like, I kind of just like grew up and it was always my favorite. So now it's kind of like just always is.
Right. Like, you're always excited when a new Spider-Man movie comes out.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like, oh, I want to, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that because it is so funny because it is the things you grew up with. Like,
yeah.
Especially as I was talking, like, when I talked to Lucas and Katie and even my favorite movie, it is films that we look fondly back on. That we really idolized these characters when we were younger.
Yeah.
And well, that's something about these movies as well.
Yeah. Well, like, when I was listening to yours with Katie, you guys were talking about, like, or she was saying that, like, she, like, grew up with it or whatever. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, see, this movie just came out, so I didn't really grow up with it. But it's just, like, the whole thing as general, I guess you could say.
I was about to say, like, I think there's something about probably each of the Spider-Man movies that you really love, and
yeah.
it's because it's that character that you've always, I mean, you've always loved Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. So I think it's just something about Spider-Man that just, like, really appeals to you.
Yeah. And then, like, this movie, I don't know, I felt this movie was, like, different from all the other ones. Like, obviously it was the same, but, like, I think it was very different because of, like, virtual reality, but you know what I mean, like, seeing something that's not really there, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so funny because they did a really good job with it, because obviously Mysterio works with illusions and the drones and everything like that, but this movie also deals with a lot of Tony's legacy, the good and the bad, right? Because
yeah.
Peter is Tony's good part of the legacy, whereas Quentin Beck is the bad part of Tony's legacy. Yeah. So it's funny to see how this is Spider-Man's movie, but it's also Tony's movie.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of overall as well.
And, like, yeah. And I think it's, like, really reflects on, like, Peter and how it's, like, he really does just want to, like, he appreciates all this, but he kind of does really just want to be, like, a normal kid. But, like, he realizes that he can't, so.
Yeah. You know what, another thing we haven't heard, which I'm kind of glad for, because I think this is its own thing now, and we don't need to hear it every time, is the with great power comes great responsibility. Obviously, that's like an underlying theme of Spider-Man, but, you know, it is one of those where, like, Peter never really gets to have any time to himself.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, like, I get it. Like, if I was him, I would want to, like, go on vacation to Europe and, like...
Just chill.
Get friendly. With the person I like.
Exactly. Oh, we have not talked about Zendaya MJ, and I do love her as MJ. I think she's a fantastic MJ. She's like my amount of bitterness, and I love it.
Yes, I do love her. And I love their chemistry together as well.
They're just, they have good chemistry, and they're just like adorable together.
Yes, their little kiss, whatever, oh. After, like, the whole thing goes down and their little kiss on the bridge I thought that was yes. so cute.
It was. It's one of those where you're just kind of like, it does, yeah. it makes you feel, it does make you feel like, young oh, again. Like, where yeah. you're just like, aw.
Like, yeah. Like, the totally. First little kiss, and then they went in for, like, the longer one.
Yeah.
And then they still have, like, that awkwardness that, like, all the teens experience, you know?
Yes.
They're like, okay, I'm, like, you know.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that I really liked about these movies is that these teenagers feel like real teenagers and not like the 90210 teenagers where everybody knows what to say, where it is really exactly. that like that is what high school is like. Like when you yeah. talk to people, you're not always perfect when you talk.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially the fact that like, I like that Peter is like, he is Spider-Man. So you would think that he's like, oh, this really cool person and all this, but you realize like underneath he is just like a nervous little kid or teenager trying to make it through school, like, you know,
he is that's always been something that's appealing about Peter Parker is, like you said, like he's obviously the superhero, so like you expect him to be like, it's not like, it's almost like, you know, because Batman is Batman, but Bruce Wayne's also suave and debonair yeah, and all this stuff exactly. whereas Peter's, you know, he's not rich. He comes home to his apartment where Aunt May has to work like 3 jobs to keep the apartment. You know what I mean? So like, it's yeah. nice to see like that. There's that realism to yes. Peter. We're not as smart as Peter, I don't think. You are. You're smarter than I am. So you're probably closer to that. Peter than I am.
I don't know about that.
I'm nerdy like Peter, but like not in that way.
In other subjects.
Yes. I did like when Nick Fury was like, or someone said to Peter, aren't you the kid that likes Star Wars? He says some line about that. He's like, you're like a nerd about, Tony always said you were a nerd about Star Wars or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying the line really badly. It's a better line. Go watch the movie. I'm saying it very badly. But yeah, I think we're getting close to, Emily, we've talked for over an hour.
I see that.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I think we stayed on topic for the most part.
Yeah. To be fair, when we went off topic, it wasn't that far off because it was still about Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Again, Tom, I know you're a big fan now.
Hit us up.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that was Spider-Man Far From Home with my cousin Emily. Emily, if anybody wants to follow you on like Twitter or Instagram or anything, if you want to give out your handle, you can. If not, totally cool as well.
Oh, okay, I guess. My Instagram is just_Emmy456. And then my Twitter is just_Emmy456. Very original.
yours makes sense though. Mine is my Twitter's @Coco_blinks. Which just like 2 people get because it's like an inside joke and no one else gets. So, and Em, what do you have going on? Do you have what's? I should have asked you at the top again. I'm a bad host. What do you have going on in your life?
Oh, I have quite a lot. You know, dealing with those college applications.
I know. Have you chosen? Have you made like your like top 3 decision?
No, because see, my theory is, it's not really up to me. Like it is. I choose where I want to go, but then they decide whether I get in or not, and my mom decides if we can afford it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not really up to me.
Applying to college is such a weird thing, because like you said, like, you can choose all the schools you want, but...
Exactly. That's, like, what I say to everyone, and they're like, it is up to you. I'm like, it is, but it's really not. Like, it's up to the college if they accept me, and up to my mom if I can go, like...
Yeah,
but I've applied
kind of
out of
your hands at this point.
Yeah, like I've done all I can. Like I've applied to like 10 schools, I think.
Dang.
So, yes.
Well, so good on you.
Yep, I got my cap and gown stuff the other day.
Oh, it's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like all happening now. We got like our grad bash things.
When is that coming up?
It's not till April.
Oh, but I was like, about to say, I was like, aren't you graduating in May?
Yeah, it's just like we get everything. It's like all happening right now.
Out of the way. But that's good that it happens now. So when it like actually gets to that month, you can kind of relax a little bit because everything's taken care of. And Yep. That's so crazy. I can't believe you're graduating.
I know, it's just weird.
Let's hope I graduate. Weird. Who knows at this point?
You're fine.
These college.
I was gonna say, this is where you reveal, like, I've dropped out of high school.
Fun fact, I'm not actually graduating. I'm just kidding, Mom.
So, surprise!
These college classes are kicking my butt.
Hey,
like,
you know
everyone
what?
Says, senior year's supposed to be easy. Oh, and this is, like, for all my friends, too. Like, they're all like, this is so, like, this is, like, the hardest year we've had. I'm like, amen.
Yeah, to be fair, I will say school's changed a lot because this is really making me feel old. My 10-year reunion's next year, and I remember my senior year, I didn't really do a lot. I
well,
cruised
I think
a
it's
little
just,
bit.
Yeah, I think it's because we go to collegiate, and, like...
That's true.
This year, we take all college classes. Like, we don't have any high school classes.
Right.
And, like, they're not just the basic ones. Like, you take the basic ones, like, your junior year. So, like, junior year was easy. But then this year, oh, gosh. It's hitting hard.
It'll do that. And then everything, and then, like, all, then it, like, kind of crashes down on you all at once. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not ready for it. I'm going to be having a lot of mental breakdowns.
But if you have any mental breakdowns, you have a lot of Spider-Man movies to fall back on.
That is true. I just watched Tom Holland compilations on YouTube.
I mean, I can't even judge you for that. I watch a lot of I watch a lot of the same vines on YouTube, and then I watch the Graham Norton show a lot on YouTube. So
oh my god.
Well, Emily, thank you very, very much for coming on Ghost Facing It. I had a wonderful time speaking Spider-Man with you and Tom Holland with you.
Yes, thanks for having me. I was so scared. Yes.
It's to be honest, it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's fun. It's not too
bad.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
it.
Yeah. The 30-second thing is what really got me.
To be like, I told Lucas this, and I was like, this is going to be so funny to listen to everybody else do it. And then I had to do it for my second episode, and I was like, oh, this sucks. But it's so much fun for, like, everybody else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was Spider-Man Far From Home with my cousin Emily. And as always, this is Ghost Facing It, where I talk favorite films with some of my favorite people. And I will see you guys next time. Emily, thank you again, and I'll see you around.
Of course. Bye.